بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، after dealing with the issues, the day of judgment itself, and those people who get to the hellfire, who are driven to the hellfire, and that's the decree about them, they will face some of the following. We're looking at a description of the hellfire by Sheikh Abdullah Al-Alawi Al-Haddad of Yemen. It's a very graphic account, primarily based on Quranic verses and hadith. Because it's something of the unseen, it's not something that logically can be understood or explained. It has to be derived from the Quran and the Sunnah. So in what follows, it's basically a collection of the verses of the Quran and the Sunnah with regards to the hellfire. To make this not be just a narrative, so that it's beneficial for us, what we may want to do is to meditate over our inabilities and weaknesses and defects and bad habits, and reflect on them in the light of what we're reading. And because if we read it as something affecting someone else, then it won't benefit us. But none of us are guaranteed that we will be protected from it or saved from it. Yes, we've been told about certain deeds that if we do them, inshallah, we'll be protected. But whether we're doing those deeds, and whether those deeds that we do, are they accepted or not? Are we doing them correctly or not? Many of the times, when we read about these verses and hadith, we tend to kind of think that somebody else is in there. It's about the kuffar only. But it won't be just kuffar and disbelievers that will be in the hellfire. It will also be sinful believers. And nobody has a guarantee here that we would not be considered sinful believers. May Allah protect us from all sin, but to make this effective for us, because every verse is there for us to reflect on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this properly and in a way that benefits us. As we mentioned last week, this is the last and final life of every human being. And it's only the human beings and the jinn who will carry on to this life and then will remain forever. All other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not continue, except maybe a few exceptions. It's only the human being and the jinn that will come through the Day of Judgment, and their judgment, their decree will be made, and they'll go to either paradise or hellfire, and then remain in one of those places forever. So this is very specific to human beings and jinn, who are responsible beings from among the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the fifth life, and it is the longest life. And it's something that is very difficult for us to fathom, because we, in this world when we live, though we don't think of our death too often, it is something in the back of our mind at least. Even for an absolute disbeliever, even for a person who doesn't believe in God, they all pretty much think that they will die eventually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. There is not one of you that shall not come to it. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every one of you will come to the hellfire. That is a fixed ordinance from your Lord. حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of you will come to it, but we shall then rescue those who have taqwa and leave the unjust therein crouching. And we explained when we were speaking about the Day of Judgment that coming to it refers to the fact that there will be a bridge, a causeway that will be drawn over the hellfire, and everybody will have to pass by that. So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we will give safety and we will rescue, means those people will go over the hellfire, over the bridge, and towards paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O people who believe, ward off from yourselves and your families a fire whose fuel is men and stones. Whose fuel is men and stones. What kind of a fire is that? Men and stones. And وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Over which are set angels, severe, strong, who disobey not Allah in that which He commands. They do not disobey Allah in the least. In anything that He commands, they do exactly what He commands, but do that which they are commanded. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Muddathir, سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. I shall immerse them in saqar. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ. Then Allah asks, what will convey to you what saqar is? Who's going to tell you what saqar is? لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ. Saqar is that which leaves nothing and spares nothing. It takes everything that comes in its way. So then he says, in another verse, فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. So, therefore I have warned you of the flaming fire. لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. I have warned you of the flaming fire which only the most wretched shall endure. Those who denied and turned away. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. These are verses that we read. These are verses of the last juz of the Quran. This is Humaza, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ Humaza. So if we keep this in mind when we're reading this surah in Salat, we can have some reflection. كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. Nay, he will indeed be flung into the shatterer. حُطَمَة. Humaza. The shatterer. Things will shatter everything. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. Just like with the saqar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, and what might convey to you what the shatterer is? What's going to let you know what the shatterer is? نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةٍ فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةٍ. And that is the kindled fire of Allah, which leaps up over the hearts. Leaps up over the hearts. It is closed in on them, in outstretched columns. Suratul Kahf. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Those we have prepared for the disbelievers a fire whose tent encloses them. So this fire will be like a tent that will enclose them. And then, what this is getting into more detail. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِ الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. When they ask for help, they will be helped with water, which is like molten lead. Eventually they will ask for water. They'll remember the world that when they're tired and they're thirsty and hot, they will ask for water. Water is good for you. They will be given to drink, but that water will be like molten lead which burns faces. Evil is this drink. Bits of sharab. And ill is this resting place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِمْ نَارًا. Surah An-Nisa. These are different verses throughout the Quran that tell us different aspects of the hellfire. Those who disbelieve, theirs is the fire of Jahannam. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ. As often as their skins are consumed, because you'd expect that if there's a punishment, the skins will have been destroyed. So as soon as the skins are consumed, we shall exchange them for fresh skins, that they may taste the torment. So you know, we may think, fine, we'll just bear it for that initial moment until all my skin, my pores, my feeling, my senses are all destroyed. then it will just be like that. That'll just be an object. No. All of that is covered. We shall change the skins for fresh skins so that they may taste the torment. Indeed, Allah is mighty and wise. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. Any question that may arise in somebody's mind that shaitan might create, that don't worry about it, eventually you'll get used to it, or eventually it will stop affecting, you'll begin to tolerate it. Because when you hear about research in this world, that there's one person that, so he can put his hand into boiling oil, and it doesn't affect him, and he works on it all day long, and he's able to just mix it all up, mix whatever he's frying, just like that, hot burning oil. So if people think that these kind of things will work out there, those who disbelieve, theirs is the fire of Jahannam. They are neither done with and die, nor is its torments lightened for them. Therein we punish every disbelieving one. And then it says, وَهُمْ يَصْطَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ قَدْ خَسِرُوا كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Surah Fatir. And they cry for help there. O Lord, release us and we will do right. That's an argument that they put forward, that let us go back and we will now do right. Not that we used to do so. Did we not grant you a life? The response will be, did we not grant you a life long enough for him who reflected to reflect therein, and the warner came to you? We gave you every way of changing. Didn't you have a long enough life? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. And those whose scales are light are those who lose their souls. In Jahannam they abide forevermore. The fire burns their faces, and in it they are livid. Were not my revelations recited to you, and then you used to deny them, they will say, our Lord, our wretchedness overcame us, and we were erring people. Our Lord, bring us out of it. And if we act thus again, then indeed we shall be unjust. He will say, be gone therein, and speak not unto me. They'll be told not to speak to Allah afterwards. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in Surah Al-Zukhruf, إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ. Indeed, the criminals are in Jahannam's torment unceasingly. It is not lightened for them. And in it they despair. We wrong them not, but they it was who are unjust. And then they will cry, O Malik, who's the God of hellfire. O Malik, let your Lord make an end of us. Which means, let it be the end. Let him make a decree so that we're no longer, that we're no more. He will say, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. You are to remain. So like these verses, these are just some of the verses in the Qur'an. There are numerous verses in the Qur'an. But this was just to show a different variety of different things that will be said in there and that will happen in there. The hadith are very numerous about this. We'll just mention a few as a warning and as a reminder. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this fire of yours, now these will be more detailed, because in the Qur'an they're more about a dissuasion, frightening tarheeb. Whereas the hadith, they give you more detail as to exactly the nature of the hellfire and so on. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this fire of yours is one of 70 parts of the fire of Jahannam. If you want to understand the fire of Jahannam, then understand that the fire, the most intense fire that you have in the world, which we can't bear anyway, that is just one of the 70 parts of the hellfire. It's only one portion of 70. If we intensify that 70 times, then that is the hellfire. Will it leave anything? Will anything be able to tolerate it? They said, O Messenger of Allah, it is sufficient. And he told them, it has 99 more parts, each as hot as the others. Another hadith says, the fire of Jahannam was heated for 1,000 years until it became red. That was the initial. Anybody who's studied fire dynamics may be able to give us a better idea about this. But this is what the hadith says. 1,000 years, then it became red. Then it was heated for another 1,000 years until it became white now. What kind of fire is that? White. Then it was heated for another 1,000 years until it became black. It is thus black and dark. May Allah protect us. If only this scene can remain in our mind, I'm sure we'd stop doing a lot of this stuff and we'd pray our salats on time and subhanallah. Another hadith, the least tormented of the people of the fire shall be those who have sandals and laces of fire. If anybody's going to get away with a small amount of punishment, a minor punishment in the hellfire, this is it. Which, as the Prophet ﷺ said, will be given to Abu Talib, his uncle. Sandals and laces of fire, and whose heads boil from them as though they were cauldrons. They're on the feet, but because of the intensity of that, and the feet are a place of reflexology, there's a lot that goes on in the bottom of the foot. It has a connection to nearly every part of the body. So this will make the brains boil. They imagine that those people who have the lightest, they will imagine that none is in more torment than they. Yet theirs is the most insignificant torment of them all. Allahu Akbar. If we can remember this, we'll never miss a prayer. Our Fajr alarms will be set. We'll tend 10 people because it's worse than missing a flight, believe me. Isn't that worse than missing a flight? Because if we got a flight tomorrow, we'll tell a few people to wake us up if we've got a problem with waking up. Probably won't go to sleep. Because we don't want to miss that flight. We don't want to have to rebook. We don't want the hassle. We don't want to pay extra money. But this has become so simple for us to miss a prayer. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. Another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, some of them are enveloped by the fire to their heels, some to their knees, some to their waists, and others to their shoulders. Seems a bit better than the others. But I mean, if the shoes make your brains boil, then being up to your waist in fire, it's fire. It doesn't make a difference anymore. The Prophet ﷺ said, O people, weep. And if you cannot weep, then make it as though you are weeping. فَإِن لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَدَبَاكُوا. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. If you can't really weep, then make your faces like you're weeping. فَإِنَّ أَهْلَ النَّارِ يَبْكُونَ فِي النَّارِ. Because of the people of fire, they will weep in the fire. Until their tears run over their faces like streams. Then the tears will eventually stop. They'll dry up. Then the blood will flow. And eyes will become ulcerated. So that if ships were launched therein, they would float. Another hadith is a bit more detailed. يُلْقَى عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ النَّارِ الْجُوعِ. Hunger will be cast upon the people of the fire until it equals their other torments. They will cry for help. And help will come to them in the form of bitter thorn fruits. فَيُغَاثُونَ بِطَعَامٍ مِّنْ ضَرِيعٍ لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. As Allah explains in Quran, dari is a thorn, bitter thorn fruit, which neither nourishes nor releases anybody from hunger. Doesn't give you any benefit whatsoever. They will cry for help and will be given food that they choke on. They will then remember that in the world they used to relieve choking by drinking. So now they're choking. So they're thinking, okay, let's drink something to get the food down. So then they will cry for a drink. And then boiling water will be raised to them with iron hooks. This is gruesome. This is really gruesome. When it nears their faces, it scorches them. And when it enters their stomachs, it lacerates them. It cuts them up. It just dissolves. They will say, call the gods of Jahannam. When all of this is going on, they'll say, call the gods of Jahannam. Let them do something for us. And the gods will say, did the messenger of your Lord not come to you with clear signs? Yes, they will reply. أَلَمْ تَكُ تَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا بَلَى قَالُوا فَدْعُوا وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. As Allah says in the Quran, did the messenger of your Lord not come to you with clear signs? Yes, they reply. And the gods say, call them. But the call of the disbelievers can only go astray now. They will then say, يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. O Malik, let your Lord make an end of us. But he will reply, you shall remain. A'mash says, A'mash was a tabi'i, after the Sahaba, he said, between their calls and Malik's reply will be 1,000 years. When they call out to Malik, and then Malik gives them that response that no, you'll have to remain here, it will take 1,000 years. So that reply will only come after 1,000 years that they've been waiting in the torment anyway. They will then say to each other, after 1,000 years, after they receive the reply, call on your Lord. Call directly unto your Lord. None is better for you than your Lord. Now they've recognized Allah. So they're saying, call on to Him. And then they will say, رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ قَالَ اخْسَعُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. They will say, our Lord, our wretchedness has overcome us. We were a people gone astray. They will confess everything. We were a people gone astray. Our Lord, bring us out of it. And if we repent, and if we repeat our sins, we will indeed then be unjust. He will answer them, be gone therein, and speak not to me. When this happens, so they've had all of this punishment. And then after that, when they decide that they can't do anything, they ask Malik. Malik takes 1,000 years to respond. After he responds, then they feel that we should talk directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then they talk directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't speak to me. When this happens, they will lose hope for anything good. Now they will feel that we're never going to get out of here. It will finally dawn on them that this is it. They will begin to sigh, to lament, and to wail. This is their state. With it regards the fire, it has been related that in the fire there are snakes as large as the necks of Bactrian camels and scorpions as big as mules. I mean, you know, sometimes they make movies which become banned because they're too gruesome. But if paradise is something that you could never think about, I don't think anybody can even think about how evil this could be. That if a movie is so bad that those who censor these things, if they say that this is not good for the majority of people, this is stuff that people can't even, that the most evil mind here cannot think about. That the most vile mind cannot think about. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. Allah protect us. It has been related that in the fire there are snakes as large as the necks of Bactrian camels, scorpions as big as mules, the sting of which produces painful fever for 40 autumns. Were a bucket of the rotting drink, ghassaq, of hell, to be spilt into the world, its stench would affect all the world's inhabitants. We're talking about some serious chemical warfare. I mean, this is a bucket of this stuff, the whole world, not just the area where it spills, will smell. And should a drop of the tree of Zakkum be dropped onto the world, it would spoil the means of livelihood of all the people in the world. This is on a big scale we're speaking about. The dunya that we live on is small compared to that. And should one of the people of the fire come out into the world, all of the world's inhabitants would die because of his stench and disfigurement. That's how rotten it will look. Frightening. Terrifying. The fire's gates are seven. Seven gates of the hellfire. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. It has seven gates, and each gate has an appointed portion of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that none of those gates have our names written on there, and that our gates are written on the doors of paradise. It has seven gates, and each gate has an appointed portion of them. It also has seven layers. The first 7 degrees of hellfire. Paradise is 100. Maybe that's something to look forward to. 100 degrees. This is 7. The first is called Jahannam. So now this gives us the different names of Jahannam, the different layers of Jahannam. The first is called Jahannam, which is for those among the people of Tawheed who are sinners. So this is for the sinful believers. They'll go into Jahannam. So Jahannam is not hellfire, it's a place in hellfire. It's a degree in hellfire. The second is called Saqar. The third is called Ladha. These are all from the Quran. All of these names come in the Quran. Ladha. Kalla innaha ladha. The fourth is called Hutama. Wama adraka mal Hutama. And Hutama, the meaning of Hutama was the shatterer. Hatam. So it looks like punishments in these different places will be different. Because this part is called the Hutama. The fifth is called the Sa'ir. The sixth is called Jahim. And the seventh is called Hawiyah. This is the lowermost one, which has neither bottom nor end. You don't know where it goes to. These seven layers are filled with agonizing torments, hideous tortures, and great humiliation. Each layer is worse than the one above it. That means, alhamdulillah, the sinful believers will be at the topmost one, Jahannam. May Allah protect us, our parents, our loved ones, and all Muslims from it through His grace and generosity. Know that the people of fire, the people of the fire, will be of two kinds. Those who are the people of Tawheed and enter it because of their sins, so the sinful believers. And then those who are disbelievers or polytheists or hypocrites who outwardly announce their faith but who conceal disbelief inside their hearts. The first group will not remain in the fire forever, meaning the sinful believers. They won't remain forever. For they will leave it through either intercession, shafa'a, and Allah's mercy. But they will nevertheless differ in this. Some being taken out before the end of their sentences, because somebody might make shafa'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might say, that's enough for you now. And then some not, some will be told to serve their full terms. It is said that the last to emerge from it will do so after 7,000 years. So if any of us get into that fire while we're believers, then the maximum period is, sorry, the minimum, the maximum period is 7,000 years. Which is, according to one opinion, the age of the world. That's not from a hadith, the 7,000 years being the age of the world. It's just somebody's opinion that that's why they'll stay in there for 7,000 years. No person of Tawheed will stay in the fire forever. For those who have as much as an atom's weight of faith will be allowed out, as is stated in many sound hadiths. So we must really value our kalima, la ilaha illallah. Let's really value our kalima, la ilaha illallah. People in the second category will remain in the fire forever. These include people of the different faiths, Zoroastrians, Christians, Jews, and others, as Sheikh Abdullah Alawi al-Haddad clarifies here, who are all to remain in the fire permanently. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ. As mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, those who disbelieve and die as disbelievers, upon them is the curse of Allah and the angels and men combined. Eternally therein, the torment will not be lightened for them, nor will they be reprieved. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Those, Allah forgives not that a partner be ascribed unto Him, but He can forgive all else to whomever He wills. Whoever ascribes partners to Allah, for him Allah has forbidden the garden, and his abode shall be in the fire. The unjust shall have no helpers. The hypocrite shall be in the lowest layer of the fire. That lowest layer is for the hypocrites. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, as Allah says in the Quran. A few other things that are mentioned in the hadith. We don't want to spend too much time on the hellfire. I think this much is more than sufficient. The Jannah section is longer. But a few more hadith. It has been said that the molar tooth of a disbeliever in the fire shall be as big as Mount Uhud, while the thickness of his skin will be 42 arms length. We don't even know how to perceive that. Allah knows best. And that they will drag their tongues, which will be 1 and 2 leagues long, while people tread on them. God shall enlarge their bodies in the fire, so that their torments will be multiplied, and their chastisement made more intense. So the bodies are going to be big as well. So there's more to feel. When the sinners among the people of Tawheed are brought out from the fire, until no one of them remains in it, then its gates will be locked, and it will close on the disbelievers. It is indeed closed in on them in outstretched columns. Some of them will be locked in coffins full of fire and left there for eternity in Allah's torment, under His abhorrence and wrath, unendingly. We ask Allah for well-being, to die in Islam, and for protection from the states of the people of the fire. Inshallah, next time we'll be looking at Jannah, which inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah for. Allahumma anta as-salam wa anta as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Allahumma ya hannan ya mannan la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna minadh dhalimin. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahluhu. Allahumma fil lana warhamna wa'afina wahdina warzuqna. Allahumma ihdina wahdi bina waj'alna hudatan liman ihtada. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. اللهم أجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم يا حنان يا منان. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب